Okay, so it's Friday the 25th of March 2011, and woke up this morning at around 7:15, so a little bit later in bed today, because I was going to be in track control on the late. Left here at around 8:45, but still got to work around 9:15, something like that. So yeah, that was quite good. It just sort of goes to show that when there's no traffic on the roads, it's not too bad. And then, after that, got set up in track control, did some bits and pieces in there, and then we had Andriana come along. It's been me and Jodie in track control, and Andriana's doing training. So I helped her out pretty much most of the day on going through, checking schedules, Artemis, all the bits and pieces that we do on a Friday, making sure we've got the right people in for the right days, and also looking at that for future days as well. Showed her how to do the schedule, of checking things for 3/4 days, half days, to do the day sheet, printing off the sheet for the evening, for the next day, and various other stuff that she got her teeth into by moving breaks and lunches around through the month of April. So yeah, we had a good day with that. That was all good. Really busy day out on track, lots of big events, stuff like that. We didn't quite have enough drivers. So in the afternoon at 3:30, I did a passenger ride, and then from 5 till 6, I took a guy out called Craig for an hour AMG, and he was great, a really nice bloke. I had a good time as well, and yeah, it was just nice. He was getting lots from it. 21-year-old that's picked up a few safety tips as well, so yeah, everyone's a winner. Once I did that, got back to track control, tied up a few loose ends, and then got on the way back home. On the way back home, spoke to Becky to find out a little bit how Naomi was, because she had a problem about a week ago in Sudan where she was rushed to hospital. She had a problem with not appendix, I'm trying to think what it is now, sort of clearing through waste and things like that, so getting through that had blockage. And that was all sorted out and everything else all good. So that was nice to hear that she's back on the mend. She should be back in the next few weeks, so that'd be good to see her. Spoke to Becky also about how she's getting on with her wedding and everything else like that. She asked how me and Julie were, and then I nipped back inside. Now, once we got back into home, watched a bit of Formula One practice. It's the first Grand Prix this weekend, Australian Grand Prix, and yeah, it's good to see the McLarens up there. Jensen and Lewis were right up there, top of the timesheets. And Mercedes didn't look to be too far off either, so that was all good. And yeah, we'll just see how that pans out over the next few days, really. But yeah, it's nice that Formula's back. It's really good to see some of the teams in there, and like watching the classic teams that are rubbish at the back, like Hispania Racing, really struggling to get it on the grid and things like that. They only did one installation that today, so they find pretty tough, and Virgin Racing were rubbish. So yeah, it's interesting to see if they'll be able to make it within 107% of the fastest lap time, because that's back this year, first time since 2002. Anyway, after that, washed up a little bit, had some dinner. And yeah, just chilling out, having a bit of an early night, because I want to get up to watch the qualifying in the morning. So yeah, should be fun. Until next time, goodbye now.